You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has issued a rallying cry for Australians to come together to respond to the coronavirus, warning of challenging months ahead. In a live televised address to the nation, Mr. Morrison says Australians should be reassured by the government's $17.6 billion stimulus package.
I want to assure you and your family that while Australia cannot and is not immune from this virus, we are well prepared and we are well equipped to deal with it. And we do have a clear plan to see Australia through.
The stimulus plan includes one-off cash payments for welfare recipients, wage subsidies for employers to keep apprentices employed, and tax breaks for small businesses. State and territory leaders are meeting in Sydney for the Council of Australian Governments to further coordinate the coronavirus response. Mr. Morrison says coordination between different levels of government is critical.
There already has been a very high level of alignment and cooperation. We're all working together for the health and well-being of Australians, the strength of our economy, and a strong bounce back on the other side.
Speaking on Channel 9's Today Show, Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles says he believes the government is focusing its coronavirus response too much on the economy at the cost of the best health approach.
There's clearly an economic dimension to this, but first and foremost, this is a health crisis. And that's the lens through which the government needs to be giving its messaging and making its decisions, and that needs to be very clear. And I actually think in terms of giving a sense of calm to the Australian people, what would be a sense of calm is a very clear and substantive plan that the government is laying forward in respect of the health dimension of this.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says although there are no cases yet in the territory's Indigenous remote communities, he's worried about any potential impact on that population, which has high rates of chronic disease.
We have a significantly vulnerable population and we can't isolate in the same way with the overcrowding that we have got in our remote communities. But the Prime Minister understands that. We've got a good working relationship with how we manage that. So it's all been positive so far.
Mr. Gunner says containing the economic impacts of coronavirus is also a focus.
We're very much mindful that a lot of Territorians, we're doing it tough for a couple of years now. Our economy has had a hit, and so this is going to be hopefully not the straw. And that's why we're going to have a big package that looks after a lot of Territorians.
Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwan says the state's health plan is in place, but it is the economic response which will need fine-tuning.
Payroll tax is certainly something that's on our list and we're working through that. What we want to ensure is that our businesses have cash flow, that they can continue to employ Tasmanians, and importantly, the confidence remains across the business sector.
Meanwhile, in the state worst hit by the cases of the coronavirus, New South Wales, the focus is on stopping the rise in the number of cases as the flu season begins. Authorities are warning COVID-19 could infect as many as 1.6 million people in the first wave of a statewide outbreak. By Thursday evening, there were 78 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales, including a barista who worked at Pasta Deli in Wurunga on Sydney's Upper North Shore. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says containment measures like banning large mass gatherings is being considered. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there needs to be national guidelines on the issue.
Very clearly we need some thresholds when it comes to mass gatherings. Of course, every state is at a different stage when it comes to the coronavirus outbreak, but I think we need some national consistency. So that's what we will be speaking with the National Health Officer about today.
In Queensland, the coronavirus tally sits at 27 after Hollywood power couple Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were isolated in a Gold Coast hospital, while a major Brisbane-based Greek festival has been cancelled. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan says he also wants to see a consistent approach.
We need to have some consistent principles around that. I think we need to work together constructively on that. This is a difficult issue to resolve. Major events are coming at us every single day, and we need to work out what we're all going to do so there's consistency across the country.
He says he's also concerned by the potential for travellers from Bali to bring the virus into the state.
My concerns have been growing over recent days, but clearly there's underreporting in Indonesia, so I think we need to get proper advice and potentially take further action on that very soon.
In Victoria, six new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed, with one of the infected people attending the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup final at the MCG and another the Golden Plains Music Festival. The Australian Grand Prix has been cancelled following the withdrawal of the McLaren racing team from the Formula One season opener after a team member tested positive for coronavirus. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he understands the frustration people feel when it comes to knowing what to do about mass gathering events, including sporting fixtures.
These are very difficult times. This is a very serious set of circumstances. If we don't do everything we can to reduce the number of people who get the virus, then we will only add to the number of people, particularly vulnerable people, who finish up gravely ill. In other words, if we don't take all necessary steps, more people will die. That is not something that any of us should settle for.
Australia's confirmed coronavirus cases rose to 126 on Thursday. There have been three deaths. 20% of cases have recovered. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.